Have we reached the limits of AI training as we know it? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's latest breakthrough with GPT-4.5, nicknamed Orion. Let's dive in. OpenAI has officially launched GPT-4.5, codenamed Orion, and it's their largest AI model yet. This model was trained using more computing power and data than any previous OpenAI release, marking a significant milestone in AI development. But here's the twist. Despite its massive scale and improved capabilities, OpenAI doesn't consider GPT-4.5 to be a frontier model. This decision has sparked discussions among AI enthusiasts and experts, questioning the potential limits of scaling traditional AI training methods. Imagine teaching a child to read with every book available, only to realize the child needs more than just books to truly understand the world. That's the challenge AI researchers are tackling today. With GPT-4.5, OpenAI is pushing the boundaries of unsupervised learning, yet they're also confronting the reality that simply increasing data and computing power may no longer yield the leaps in performance we've seen in the past. For those eager to get their hands on GPT-4.5, OpenAI's $200 a month ChatGPT Pro subscribers can access it starting today as part of a research preview. Developers on paid tiers of OpenAI's application programming interface will also have access. However, for users of ChatGPT Plus and ChatGPT Team, the wait is a bit longer, with access rolling out next week. What's exciting about GPT-4.5 is its improved emotional intelligence and deeper world knowledge. It reportedly performs exceptionally well on creative tasks like writing and design, offering responses in a warmer, more natural tone. On OpenAI's Simple QA benchmark, which tests AI models on straightforward factual questions, GPT-4.5 outshines its predecessors in terms of accuracy. It hallucinates less, meaning it's less likely to fabricate information, which is a big win for AI reliability. That said, GPT-4.5 doesn't come without its challenges. OpenAI acknowledges that it falls short on several AI benchmarks when compared to newer reasoning models from competitors like DeepSeek and Anthropic. Furthermore, the costs associated with running GPT-4.5 are substantially higher than previous models, posing questions about its long-term viability. OpenAI's decision to release GPT-4.5 as a research preview reflects their intent to explore the model's capabilities and limitations further. As they continue to refine their approach, the AI community eagerly anticipates how this will influence the development of future models, including the upcoming GPT-5. Which promises to merge the strengths of both traditional and reasoning-based AI models. Meta is gearing up to launch a standalone artificial intelligence app in the second quarter, marking a significant step in Mark Zuckerberg's ambition to position Meta as the leader in artificial intelligence by year-end. This move is seen as a direct challenge to competitors like OpenAI and Alphabet, and it's stirring up quite a buzz in the tech world. The idea is to make Meta AI a go-to digital assistant for over a billion people. Imagine having a highly intelligent, personalized assistant right at your fingertips, capable of handling everything from answering questions to generating images based on your prompts. That's what Meta envisions, and it's a bold leap forward. This isn't just about making a splash in the artificial intelligence market. Meta plans to test a paid subscription model for its artificial intelligence app, similar to how OpenAI charges for premium access to ChatGPT. This could open up new revenue streams while offering users enhanced features. Until now, Meta AI has been integrated into existing apps like Facebook and WhatsApp. However, the standalone app is expected to deepen user interaction and personalization. The idea is to unify the digital assistant across various platforms, including Meta's smart glasses, making it more accessible and versatile. Zuckerberg himself has been quite vocal about this push. He responded to a suggestion on Threads about creating a standalone app with a wholehearted agreement, signaling that this move has been on Meta's radar for a while. It's all about making Meta AI the most used chat app globally. Despite already having a massive user base, Meta AI's standalone website hasn't matched the traffic of rivals like ChatGPT. However, Meta's vast reach gives it a unique advantage, with platforms like WhatsApp driving significant engagement. In fact, India leads the way in Meta AI usage, highlighting its global appeal. With competitors like Google and xAI rolling out their own standalone apps, the race is on. Meta's focus on integrating artificial intelligence with its social media platforms and smart devices could set it apart in this crowded field. It's an intense year ahead for Meta, with teams working tirelessly to stay ahead in the artificial intelligence race. The artificial intelligence landscape is buzzing with activity, and the Recursion-Exscientia merger is a perfect example of the seismic shifts happening in the industry. This merger, valued at nearly $700 million, marks the largest life sciences artificial intelligence deal to date. It's a testament to the growing importance of artificial intelligence in drug discovery and development. To put this in perspective, imagine the pharmaceutical industry as a vast library where each book represents a potential drug. Traditionally, researchers have sifted through these books manually, but artificial intelligence is like a supercharged search engine, helping scientists zero in on the most promising volumes with unprecedented speed and accuracy. So, why does this matter? Because artificial intelligence is not just a tool, it's reshaping how drugs are created. Ben Taylor, Chief Financial Officer at Recursion Pharmaceuticals, likens this moment to the rise of biologics a decade ago. Back then, companies had to rethink their strategies to accommodate new technologies, and we're seeing a similar transition with artificial intelligence today. Taylor explains that while Recursion has been steadily building a pipeline of artificial intelligence-discovered drugs, Exscientia has been honing its chemistry expertise. Together, they form a powerful synergy, leveraging artificial intelligence to bridge the gap between biology and chemistry. This collaboration is already showing promise, with 10 programs in their pipeline and partnerships with pharmaceutical giants like Sanofi and Roche. But integrating artificial intelligence into traditional drug-making processes isn't a walk in the park. It requires commitment and a willingness to embrace change. Taylor points out that the key to successful partnerships in this space is not just about having the right technology, but also about the alignment of vision and objectives. This means both parties must be fully invested in the transformation process. One of the biggest challenges facing the industry is the availability of high-quality data. Taylor notes that while there's no shortage of data, much of it isn't useful in its raw form. Companies need to create fit-for-purpose datasets that directly address the questions they're trying to answer. This approach allows for more precise and predictive modeling, which is crucial for developing new drugs. As artificial intelligence continues to disrupt the life sciences, the Recursion-Exscientia merger serves as a blueprint for future collaborations. It highlights the potential of artificial intelligence to transform drug discovery by integrating biology and chemistry in innovative ways. As more companies explore these partnerships, we can expect to see even more groundbreaking advancements in the field. Artificial intelligence models are coming out at a breakneck speed, and it can be tough to keep up. From tech giants like Google to innovative startups like OpenAI and Anthropic, the landscape is buzzing with new releases. But here's the catch. While these models often boast impressive industry benchmarks, they don't always tell us how they're used in the real world. So let's cut through the noise and highlight some of the hottest artificial intelligence models released since 2024 and what they're best at. First up, we have OpenAI's GPT 4.5, also known as Orion. It's OpenAI's largest model to date, boasting strong world knowledge and emotional intelligence. However, it doesn't perform as well on certain benchmarks compared to some newer reasoning models. Orion is available to subscribers of OpenAI's $200 a month plan, offering an exciting glimpse into the future of artificial intelligence capabilities. Next, Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 3.7 is making waves as the industry's first hybrid reasoning model. It can quickly fire off answers or take its time to think things through, with users able to control how long it thinks. This flexibility is a game changer for many users, and it's available to all Claude users, though heavier users will need a $20 a month pro plan. Then there's xAI's Grok 3, the latest flagship model from Elon Musk founded xAI. Known for its prowess in math, science, and coding, Grok 3 comes with a price tag, X Premium at $50 a month. After some feedback about political leanings, xAI is working on making Grok more politically neutral, though it's still a work in progress. OpenAI's O3 Mini is another model worth noting. It's optimized for STEM-related tasks like coding, math, and science. While it's not the most powerful model, its smaller size makes it significantly lower in cost, available for free with subscriptions required for heavy use. This makes it an attractive option for those needing efficiency without the hefty price tag. Finally, we have Google's Gemini 2.0 Pro Experimental, which excels at coding and understanding general knowledge. Its standout feature is a super long context window of 2 million tokens, ideal for processing massive text chunks. This service requires a minimum Google One AI premium subscription of $19.99 a month, making it a strong contender in the artificial intelligence arena. With so many models out there, it's easy to get lost in the technical details. But understanding what these models can do and how they fit into our daily lives is key. From enhancing productivity to offering new ways to interact with technology, the potential is vast and exciting. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. The rise of diverse AI models like Orion and Grok, three shows just how rapidly the field is evolving, pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.